Anyone with any sense at all must at some point wrestle with the very name of this day. Good Friday. How can an unspeakably bad day ever be called in any way good? The day began, of course, the night before, since the Jews counted their days from sundown to sundown. So Good Friday actually begins with Jesus greatly distressed and troubled, crying out to his Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Remove this cup from me." But instead of relief and rescue, he was met by his betrayer. Judas, knowing the place where Jesus would go to spend time in prayer with his heavenly Father, he invaded that sanctuary of divine communication with Roman soldiers and officers of the temple. But still, we call this day good. As morning dawned, Jesus was led away from the house of the high priest, where he had been taken after his arrest in the garden. Instead of the shepherds of Israel looking on their Messiah with repentance and faith, they struck him and sent him to a Gentile for judgment. The very men who bore the responsibility for the spiritual welfare of God's people rejected God's own Son. But still, we call the day good. Pilate didn't know what to do with him. So despite his mockery of truth, despite his sneering accusations, he literally washed his hands of Jesus. He listened to the bloodlust of Israel and had Jesus scourged and dressed like a king before leading him away to be crucified with common criminals, freeing a robber in his place. And still we call this day good. After the nails were driven into the hands and feet of Jesus, after the crown of thorns was thrust into his head, Jesus was lifted up on a cross. Stripped naked, humiliated for all the world to see, this our second Adam did not hide from his shame. Instead, being lifted up from the earth, he drew all men to himself. Jesus cried out, "It is finished." He gave up his spirit. But friends, this is not just the sad end to a sad story. This isn't just an example of a just man being crushed in the gears of an unjust system. Jesus tells us that he is in complete control. Do you remember what he told his disciples in John chapter 10? "Nobody else but me. I'm the only one who has the authority to lay my life down, and I have the authority to take it back up again." There is much in this day that is bad and ugly. The lies, the violence, the injustice, but there is also goodness. Not from the chief priests, not from the chief priests who accused Jesus. There's no goodness in the disciples who fled from Jesus and denied him. There's no good in Pilate who perverted justice, or the Roman soldiers who drove in the nails. No, not in any of them, but there is goodness in one man. In Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus is what makes Good Friday good. He was innocent, born without sin, undefiled in thought, word, or deed. Not even a slimy politician like Pilate could find something to accuse him of. His innocence is good for you and me. We who are born in sin, we who compound our sin every day, playing out in real time the cosmic treason of our first parents. See, friends, when judgment comes, who can bear up under it? Who can stand under the searching eye of God's law? Not you, and not me. We needed someone good. We needed Jesus. Jesus was innocent. Jesus was also willing. As Paul says in Romans 5, no one really wants to die for someone else, though perhaps for a good man, someone might give their life. But Jesus willingly endured the cross and despised the shame for you and for me, for the ungodly, for the enemies of God. He could have claimed heaven for himself, but instead he threw open the doors of heaven. Huh, we needed someone good. We needed Jesus. He was innocent, he was willing, and he also died. The perfect sacrifice for sin, securing for us, the book of Hebrews says, an eternal redemption by his broken body and shed blood. Although God would have been within his rights to leave us to suffer the just penalty of our sin, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit conspired together to rescue creation from its self-imposed slavery. Make no mistake, Jesus really died. Here is the mystery of Christianity. He who was truly God was also truly man. And his suffering and his death proved that he was a man like you and me, someone like you and me, to rescue you and me. We needed someone good. We needed Jesus. He is our substitute. He is our high priest. He is our mediator. He is like us in every respect. He understands you. He loves you. And he died for you. That's what makes this black day of history, this day when Jesus was crucified by the hands of lawless men, that's what makes this day good. Every Christmas Eve, we hear from John's gospel about the Word made flesh. Tonight, we heard from that same gospel how that same flesh was ripped apart by nails and thorns, soaked in blood and water, on display for the world to see. Just as it is the flesh of God laid down in a manger that is our hope, so also it is the flesh of God crucified on the cross that is our righteousness. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? If you do, then this dark day and this somber evening, it is good. For here we have the answer to sin and injustice, personally and corporately, privately and publicly, locally and cosmically. It is finished, Jesus said. And now when your heart accuses you, when Satan and the world condemn you, remember this day, this good Friday, and rejoice. For God the Son has died so that you and I might live. Let's pray. Father, may it be today for the first time, or perhaps the first time in a long time, that we are impressed deeply in our hearts and our minds with the reality of our sin. Help us to know our sin so that we can know our Savior. It's in His name that we pray. Amen.